Well, good morning, everybody. It's time for the Mike and Casey movie previews at 6:16 on a Friday.
And this looks marvelous. It's Thor against the Hulk in Thor Ragnarok. Chris Hemsworth is back as Thor, but with a slightly different approach.
This is a greater sense of humor to the whole world and universe that we embark on in this film. And myself personally, I think it's a looser version of Thor that we've seen, but I think everybody had the same idea, you know?
Yeah, an imprisoned Thor has to fight against former ally the Hulk to save not only his home, but the whole civilization. Mark Ruffalo, Tom Hiddleston, Kate Blanchett, Idris Elba, Anthony Hopkins, and Benedict Cumberbatch all star in this Marvel film.
You just like to say Benedict Cumberbatch.
And Kate Blanchett.
A Bad Mom's Christmas. They're back for the Christmas edition of the comedy, starring Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and Katherine Hahn. Kunis says A Bad Mom Christmas really helps moms out there feel that they're not alone.
It lacks judgment, and it has so much empathy towards the women in the world, like whether you're a working mom or a stay-at-home mom or a struggling mom or the mom that has it all. And when I read the script, I was like, oh, I have to do this movie because I'm feeling A, B, C, and D, and so are all these characters, and they get me, and I get them.
It also stars Christine Baranski and Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, my cousin Lindsay could star in that film as well. She's got three little boys.
I think we all know somebody like that.
How's this for a trio? Bryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne, and Steve Carell star in the dramatic comedy Last Flag Flying.
Because of my son, I came here, found you guys. A year ago, we joined the Corps, and then 2 days ago, they told me that he'd been killed. He's going to be buried in Arlington, and I was wondering if you guys could come with me.
It looks so good. Three veterans who served in Vietnam reunite 30 years later to bury one of their sons who died serving in Iraq. So they start on this journey to go up to New Hampshire, and they remember the war stories that bonded them. Last Flag Flying, it's in limited release, so you're going to have to search for it this weekend, but do. I think it's worth it.
Yeah, got a great review in the New York Post, I believe I read last night. Fantastic. It sounds like Steve Carell might be headed for an Oscar nomination.
Wouldn't that be something?
He's really much more than just The Office.
Yes,
really
much more.
6:19, good morning, Mike and Casey.
Do you know what this